This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Phoenix, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Mike Adams, myself, Alex Jones, and Roger Stone. You can see him there in his very, very sharp suit, and we're going to be broadcasting here with him in the next hour. We're going to be taking your calls, because I did a bad thing. I gave the number out about an hour ago and forgot to turn the phone system on myself. My fault, got a switch right here. And so we got all the calls there right at the end, and so we got to, you know, kind of like pirates take over. I don't just interrupt people on air. I interrupt shows. But Roger is fine with that. Roger, tell us some of the big tidbits you've got coming up in this hour before we go back to these calls.
Well, Alex, incredibly, a top aide to John McCain, David Kramer, has pled the Fifth Amendment in the Russian dossier probe. Kramer is the guy that McCain sent to London to retrieve the bogus document and bring it back so that Senator McCain could present it to the FBI. When is John McCain going to answer questions under oath about his role in this whole sordid, shady, unconstitutional affair?
Well, I don't know. He's fighting for his life right now.
Well, look, we all wish him a speedy recovery regarding his health ailments, but Alex, that doesn't excuse the fact that this is a guy who said the Russian collusion was worse than Watergate, that Barack Obama was a better president than Donald Trump. I mean, this is not the John McCain that I knew 30 years ago when he came to Washington as a reform-oriented conservative. I really think he is bent with bitterness and envy for the fact that Donald Trump became president and John McCain did not.
That's right. All right, that's coming up. We're going to go just to these calls in order. Travis, Michael, Jeff, Tom, right down through them. Travis in Texas, you're on the air concerning the attack on the Second Amendment. NBC News says, ban the Second Amendment. Repeal it. Go ahead, Travis.
Well, while I'm loading my AR-10 magazines right now with 308, so never mind that AR-15 stuff. I like the bigger calibers. But
I hear you.
I just wanted to say I use your products and want to endorse you there. So just want to talk about the event we put on this last weekend. It was a shooting competition. They're called Running Guns, and we ran 5.25 miles. We ran 174 competitors through 9 stages. Pretty much everybody had AR-15s or that like. We, assuming a 50% hit ratio on those stages, we fired somewhere in the order of 38,000 rounds, and no one got hurt, no one got shot or anything like that. So I'm preaching to the preachers here, but that's how it goes down.
Yeah, what do you know? Putting rounds on target where you intend.
Now, that's awesome because they're trying to delete regular shooting ranges, websites. They're trying to harass everybody. We've got to stand together.
Right on.
Well, Travis, sounds like your crew knows how to handle themselves, so congratulations.
That's... Well, Travis, hitting the good news, too. The NRA is getting record donations.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely, yeah. That's great. I kind of like Gun Owners of America myself, but hey.
No, I agree. I remember when Gun Owners was the only strong group, but we're getting the NRA better, and they're the main target. That's why I'm saying we're supporting them. Does that make sense?
Right on, yeah.
Well, God bless you, Travis. Anything else?
That's it.
All right, thank you. Roger, you want to comment on this thing? You're right there in Broward County. I know you know Sheriff Benghazi, but I agree. That's not the main focus. It's the psychotropic drugs and the fact that after the police already visited him a bunch, no one wanted to prosecute him.
You know, in all honesty, Alex, the fact that our local sheriff has become an advocate for gun control turns my stomach. You know, I don't think he's a bad guy, but I never said he was a conservative or a Republican. As a result of one of the calls to BSO, Cruz was remanded to the state for involuntary psychological counseling and medication. 2.5 months later, the state doctors certified him as being safe. So this is an entire cauldron of failure that we're talking about in these shootings.
That's right. Just enforce the laws we have in almost every case, like the Texas church shooting. He'd been fully adjudicated a lunatic, escaped from a mental asylum in a military base and then got guns illegally. They didn't put it in the database. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I've been saying I'm going to get to these clips. I'm going to get Roger Stone, of course, former head of the Trump campaign, 2016, get his take on it. I want to get Mike Adams' take on it, the Health Ranger, NaturalNews.com. I want to go back to your calls, but I mentioned this yesterday, today, but never got to it. So let's play... Got like five of these clips, but let's play at least one of these. Tom Fuentes implies women can't carry guns because they wear skirts. That's CNN. Let's go ahead and play this unintentional comedy. Here it is.
One of the things that people don't talk about, a lot of these schools, Sandy Hook had an all-female faculty, from principal to teachers. And for a woman, where are you going to hide that gun during the day? You can't put it in your desk drawer. Somebody might steal it and you can't get to it. You're not going to have it in a safe in the principal's office. You can't get to it. On your person, hiding it. If you wear a dress, if you wear a skirt, are you going to have to wear a jacket every day with a belt and a holster the way a detective, mm-hmm. you know, on duty would do? It's not a real practical solution, even for a variety of reasons.
That's total fraud. I have right here in the desk an instant access pistol safe that's biometric. At my house, I've got them where it's the four-finger control. You program it. It's very easy to know. Kids can't get into it, but it's there. It's so condescending that they couldn't have an instant access pistol safe for those that opt in, that are trained, go through the course. And then again, that a woman can't do that. Let's get Roger Stone's take on that, and then Mike Adams.
This is part of the same failed idea that if you somehow outlaw and prohibit guns, that they won't be plentiful. The government once outlawed alcohol during Prohibition. It was plentiful. Today we outlaw drugs. Do you think drugs can't be found on the streets?
Look at Mexico. Look at total gun ban for the citizens, highest crime rate in the world.
So the idea that if we banned guns, that all that would do would make it difficult for law-abiding citizens to own firearms. The outlaws, the criminals, the miscreants, the nut jobs, they'll always be able to find a gun. It's warped thinking by the liberals. And then they add this argument. Look, I know some women who are extraordinary shots who would be very offended by that video.
It's crazy. And, of course, we talked about Dick's Sporting Goods. Since we mentioned it, let's play Dick's CEO, who is a real, well, the name of the store. I mean, it's constant. It's constantly, there's a bunch of the jokes I can make. I'm not going to do it. The listeners don't like it, and I'm sorry, I'm going to stop. But, have you been dicked over today by Dick's? Dick's Sporting Goods, major gun retailer, stopped selling assault rifles, really giving a royal screwing to the Second Amendment. When, again, assault rifles, if you even use their definition, are used in less than 2% of the crimes, but they obsess on them because they can ban those, they can ban them all. Let's play the CEO of a place whose name is now Dick's. Go ahead.
We looked at what happened down in Parkland, and we were so disturbed and saddened by what happened. We felt we really needed to do something.
So
we've decided not to sell these assault weapons any longer in any of our stores. And the other other things that we talked about.
Yeah, and the shooter down in Parkland actually bought a gun at a Dick's store, not the assault weapon.
Right, he did, and he bought a shotgun from us back in November, and it wasn't the gun, nor was the type of gun that...
Can you imagine, like, if somebody, like this Islamicist that ran over a bunch of people in New York and killed him, and we said it was an Islamicist, he screamed Allah Akbar, and was, the media said that was fake news and banned our number one tweet talking about it, Paul Watson's. Imagine if they'd have said the name of the vehicle and they had the CEO of the company on, I think it was a big Mercedes truck, and said, we're really sorry that we sell a lot of Mercedes trucks and, you know, he stole this Mercedes truck, but we're really sorry it's a Mercedes truck. This is the death of logic, and I will never go to Dick's again.
Well, will Dick's feel bad about all the people who fail to defend themselves because they have a home invasion and they can't defend themselves with a highly effective legal firearm, which he calls an assault rifle? I just call a good firearm. I mean, a 300 blackout, suppressed, AR-style, a short-barreled rifle, great for home defense. That's why you need them.
Well, I got to say, I mean... I was never into Dick's, but it was close to my house, so I would go there sometimes to get golf balls or tennis balls, or, you know, my children, you know, had grown out of their exercise clothes for tennis or track or whatever it was. I mean, I'm over there at least once a month. I am not going back in there to be raped by these anti-gunners.
Exactly. Me neither.
I mean, Dick's is screwing America over.
Hey, you make an economic choice, and you choose who to support and who not to support.
Why do you think the CEO of this organization, Ed Stack, is virtue signaling like this? Roger?
Well, I mean, interestingly enough, Alex, he makes a point there, which is that Cruz, the Parkland shooter, bought a gun at Dick's. Because Cruz had been involuntarily seized by the state.
Under state law, shouldn't have a boom boom.
And should have been able to get one under the NCIS registry system. So again, they're failing to enforce the laws we do have in this rush to add new laws.
Why is it always leftist areas with some guy in government custody on a bunch of drugs and the sheriffs always stand down and it's always an AR-15? I mean, who's coming up with this script? I'm not saying the shootings aren't happening, but out of thousands of guns, why is it always the same story?
Mm-hmm.
Got some crazy-eyed loon under government control?
Yeah, by the way, Dick's Sporting Goods, half the stuff they sell is made in China anyway. They don't seem to have a pro-America stance to begin with. You can find better
options. But I'll say this, they don't seem to have any employees in there either.
Oh, really?
I can't ever ask for help. Can't any help?
Well, hey, I would just say people support your local small gun shops who are probably more knowledgeable than people at Dick's Sporting Goods.
That's the thing. I never buy guns at big places because they're always so rude and weird.
Yeah.
They act like you're weird buying a gun, and they always have like some commie behind the thing. Like,
Right.
Well, you know, it's always been man buns.
No, don't get me started. Roger, you got a comment on this, or we go to the next call?
Hey, would you like to have a man bun, Roger?
No, I'll pass on that. Look, the whole role of psychotropic drugs in these shootings, when we just try to discuss it, to have an open discussion of it, you know, we're immediately attacked as conspiracy.
YouTube theory. Banned the video where we said, what is the cause of mass shootings? And we said, it's not acting, they're on these drugs. And they banned that.
Yeah. It's indisputable that as a result of one of the citizen calls regarding complaint about Cruz, that the state Baker acted him, took him into custody, submitted him for psychological treatment and counseling, and they medicated him.
And it sure made it better, didn't it? His mommy, his adopted mother had just died, and then they put him on psychotropics. That was a really good move.
Yeah, exactly.
He was already talking about being a school shooter. You know, the answer is, let's put you on some psychotropics. That says on the insert it can make you kill people.
Alex, one thing I want to comment on, and that is I see whey protein at 50% off at the InfoWars store site. You know, I like this stuff. I've used all the different chocolate-flavored whey proteins. This is the one that doesn't taste like gasoline. Actually tastes like chocolate. I used to mix it with soy milk until Rob Dew got me smart on that. Now I just mix it with water. But this is a great price for a great product. If you're an athlete, if you're trying to...
It's $19.95 for a big old keg. We're sold out of the chocolate. We got the vanilla. You're right. And I'm glad you mentioned that.
The vanilla is every bit as palatable. I usually don't like
the vanilla. The vanilla is racist.
It's pretty good, actually.
Well, I'm sorry.
People want to support us. That's where they can go. That's a great price. This stuff is not inexpensive. It's expensive when you buy it on the outside, and it tastes awful. I really enjoyed this whey.
No, this whey tastes great. That's a true whey protein, 50% off. But getting serious on all this, we have 80% off on many items right now, the biggest sell ever. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com. And there's so much more. This is all part of the big Paul Revere special broadcast we have tomorrow. I promise I'm going to be a good boy. We're going to go boom, boom, bam, bam when we come back, and we're going to be taking your phone calls. Did they crash the phone? Did I crash the phone system again?
It looks down.
I control it under here. I'm joking. I'm not controlling it. It used to crash like once a year. I think it's crashing every 10 seconds now. So, okay, we'll see what happens with us. Well, that just fixed all the caller problems right there. So look at me and Spalding. We're just regular pals.
There's quite a few there.
Porter pals.
I'm sure.
Look at these shoes. That's wax buildup. That's fine leather. All right, we'll be right back with Roger Stone. Stay with us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, folks, our phone system has crashed for some bizarre reason, and they tell me, well, it's kind of an old Comrex. Can we have a new $4,000 system? The answer is yes. I wonder why it used to crash once a year. Now it's every other time we open the phones up.
Too many calls.
So, the system is can take thousands.
It just lit up. It was like...
Roger, you've got a lot to get into about what's going on. Mike Adams is here. I have to tell folks, though, and I'm going to read this and then decide how to respond. I already scanned over it. We know for years that they've had media, so-called media going around, the same folks that created the PP dossier story and all that, trying to get people to make stuff up. And when this so-called paper, this well-known tabloid called me, a few weeks ago, I said, did you pay these individuals? They said, no comment. And so during the break, they gave me a 33-page report, and I was looking over it, and fantastical theater, fantastical fiction, but I know how mainstream media works. They're not going to ever let me respond anyways. But to the audience, I'm going to respond. But it's just... they're trying to take our online sponsors. They're trying to shut us down. They're all over the news. And they don't even care. They then launch this in the middle of everything. After BuzzFeed moved here, a reporter for 6 months contacting everyone, trying to get them to say something that wasn't true. And what was great was nobody did. Well, finally, somebody did. So we're going to get to this. This is unbelievable. And I told them, I said, I'm going to have to take legal action. Not the mail, probably. Daily Mail, but obviously of the individuals, because it's like crazy, the level of disinformation, or taking some kernel of truth, like I'm having a debate with David Duke, and I'm saying he's a bad guy, and then he calls somebody by their ethnicity or religion, because they wanted to come on the show and told me they wanted to come on as that, and then that becomes, I did that. I mean, we had guns everywhere, and it scared people. We had the person on video thanking them for putting them in a concealed carry class. So it's like each piece of it, because we'd already seen, the claims, is false. It doesn't even hurt me, because this is what I've expected. I mean, this is, imagine what Trump's going through. Imagine. And right. Thanks to you supporting us, listeners, it's just incredible. But next level. Roger Stone, you're being polite. Roger loves to hear people talk. Other big stuff on your radar, Mike Adams.
Well, I would say, Roger, you can hear me, right, Roger?
Yes, indeed. Go ahead, Mike.
I've got a couple of big questions for you right now about Florida, about Broward County. Do you know any of those deputies, or are you aware of any reason why a deputy would stand down, would even take that order to not enter a school? Because that seems contradictory to everything I've ever seen about law enforcement training. What's your take on that?
Well, first of all, because of the way our 911 call system is set up in the county, this initial call, shots fired, actually goes to the Coral Ridge Municipal Police Department. Coral Ridge does not participate in the countywide 911 system run by the sheriff's office. Therefore, the officers from Coral Ridge show up in SWAT gear. The officers from the sheriff's office, I am told, do not. They both arrive at approximately the same time, but by that time, the shooter has already fled the premises and is no longer at the school. So when they arrived, unfortunately, the one officer who was armed, the one officer whose duty it was to go in there and take the guy out, did nothing. He let headquarters know that shots had been fired. He told them to set up a perimeter, but he did not do his duty. And there is the epic failure here.
That's my question.
By the time all of the other law enforcement officers arrived, the shooter had already left the building.
This seems to go against every piece of training, because active shooter scenario training is the number one form of training that law enforcement officers get, sheriff's deputies, police, SWAT teams, you name it. And every single one of them is trained that even if they are the one man or woman on the scene, they go in. And at minimum, you can lay down return fire. You can pin the bad guy. You can create shrapnel. If the bad guy's not wearing eye protection, you can blind him with shrapnel from bullets hitting bricks on the wall, whatever it takes. It seems unreal to me that anyone would, on their own volition, refuse to go in and engage a shooter when they are law enforcement. It just doesn't make sense to me.
But what's extraordinary here, Mike, is that this particular officer had actually taught SWAT management tactics and how shooters are supposed to react. He's a 37-year veteran whose training was completely upgraded and revised post-Columbine, and still he froze. The president called him a coward. The sheriff called him a coward. There's the epic failure. By the time any other law enforcement arrived, the shooter had already left the building.
Then what does this mean, Roger, when people say, give up all your guns, the government will protect you? Because isn't this a very clear case where the government absolutely failed in its duty to protect individual citizens, and yet somehow we're supposed to trust them to always protect us at a moment's notice? Clearly, they cannot do that.
Could we just enforce the laws that are already on the books? Cruz there had been 18 individual complaints regarding Cruz filed with the sheriff's office. Of those, two rose to the level in which one case he was taken into custody and remanded to the state, who then medicated him. On the other instance, he had moved out of the jurisdiction. He should have been in the NCIS register. He should never have been able to own a gun, buy a gun. And, of course, the red flag of him being medicated by the state, all the signs were there. This is an extraordinary failure. Look, I live here. I have seen the grief and the anguish of the people in our community. 17 young people died needlessly because one guy would not do his duty.
Roger, your analysis is spot on, and I really appreciate the fact that what you're pointing out is that all the laws are on the books. If they had just been invoked and engaged properly, if the process had worked, then this individual would not have been able to acquire that firearm that he used in the shooting, or he could have been stopped by law enforcement in a timely manner, and the number of deaths would have been vastly reduced, maybe only one or two. And yet, what we're being told now by the mainstream left is that we need more laws, because somehow the laws that are out there, I don't know, they don't want to enforce them. They want more laws. Why don't they just make a law that it's illegal to shoot people in schools? Oh, wait, that's already illegal. But it seems insane that more laws could solve this if we're not enforcing the ones on the books.
Well, and here's where I hope this is different than Las Vegas. There's extensive video of everything. This governor has ordered a complete inquiry by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. I hope that there will be no cover-up here, unlike Las Vegas. This should all be able to be synced to a timeline based on radio transmissions, eyewitness accounts, and, of course, the ever-present cameras. So I want to see exactly what did happen, and I want those who are responsible to be held responsible.
Absolutely. You and I completely agree on that point. Alex, are you going to jump in here?
I am. I'm just listening to you guys break all this stuff down, and I'm going to let Roger take over with all the stuff he's got on the other side of this, and then I'm going to respond to this fiction piece here as well, coming up a little bit later with a live transmission at InfoWars.com. Then the War Room's coming up with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone later as well. Stay with us. We've got the biggest sales ever at InfoWarsStore.com, 30 to 80% off. We got the special 34-hour broadcast kicks off tomorrow at 8 a.m. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support.
Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Before you slip into unconsciousness,
and now the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
Welcome back. You're on the Alex Jones Show, and this is your host, Roger Stone. All of you are aware of the incredible war of censorship being waged against InfoWar, even as we speak. We had, the last time I looked, 2 strikes out of 3 that would remove InfoWars from the YouTube listings. Based on completely bogus claims that we said here at InfoWars that nobody died in Parkland. No one who works here ever said anything of the kind. In fact, we didn't even say that some of the witnesses were crisis actors. What we said were they were students who appeared to be coached in their talking points. The same thing that Tucker Carlson said over at Fox. The entire events of Parkland and the tragic murders at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School are being used not only as an excuse to confiscate guns, but also as the cover for a shutdown of the voices of freedom. We see it at Facebook, Google, Yahoo, Amazon, Twitter, and Facebook. The fact that the shadow banning is going on is obvious. I posted a statement about this most recent attempt to smear me by The Atlantic magazine, in which they cut and pasted messages between myself and WikiLeaks that I disclosed to the House Intelligence Committee months ago, that, by the way, prove that there was no collusion. Suddenly my statement that used to get thousands of retweets on Facebook get a handful. This is evidence of what is going on here. Yesterday on The War Room, we interviewed Jason Fick, who is an internet entrepreneur. He flagged for us a freedom-based page on Facebook with 3.2 million followers, a pro-Trump page that was just arbitrarily decapitated yesterday. This is the plan of the tech left, and it's all about the 2018 election and then the 2020 election. They are well aware of the fact that in 2016 they lost control. For the first time ever in American history, the three major networks did not completely manage and dominate the political dialogue. Used to be, if they said something didn't happen, it didn't happen. If they covered something with their spin, that was the official narrative. There were no alternative voices. The technological advances of the internet gave rise to a vibrant, robust alternative media, of which InfoWars is the undisputed leader. If you read my book, available at the InfoWars store, The Making of the President 2016, I detail in precise order the role of InfoWars, particularly, and of conservative, social, and alternative media in general, in the rise of this president. Donald Trump could never have been elected without this vibrant alternative media community, including InfoWars. But what has his White House done? Have you seen him here on InfoWars or being interviewed at the Daily Caller or at Newsmax or any of the conservative alternatives? No, they have pandered to the politicos, to the mainstream media, to ABC and NBC. It makes no sense because that's not what the president's supporters are watching or following. So it's time for the Trump administration and the Republicans in Congress to wake up to the fact that we are being silenced in preparation for a defeat in 2018. The idea is to strangle us first so that then they can take out Donald Trump. The president may not believe that he himself will ever be censored. Well, perhaps he's right, although I wouldn't bet on it. What they are doing is turning down our volume. In fact, in some cases, they're trying to turn it off by disenfranchising his supporters, by removing us from the battlefield. They're laying the groundwork for Donald Trump's defeat and the defeat of the Republican Party. They would like to silence us in their efforts to confiscate our guns. If we're not here to object, it will make gun confiscation and the violation of the Second Amendment all that much easier. Here is a task that I urge anyone who is interested do. The chairman of the Telecommunications Subcommittee in the U.S. House is Congressman Ryan Costello. Let us grab his phone number. He's at costello.house.gov. That's costello.house.gov. Email him right now and demand that our internet freedom be protected. Email him now and tell him that it's not fair, it's not right for InfoWars to be barred over non-existent transgressions by YouTube. And that this is part and parcel of an effort to use the Communications Decency Act, the CDA, specifically Section 230, which was actually originally written to control pornography on the internet, but is now being used illegitimately to silence conservative alternative voices. Let's see if we can pull up the congressman's phone number there. But you can go to 202-224-3121 and ask for Congressman Ryan Costello's office. Tell the congressman that this is urgent. There you have his Washington office on the left, 202-225-4315. His Pennsylvania office, two of them. Whether you are in this district or not, he is the ranking Republican on these issues. He is the one who must move quickly to amend the Communications Decency Act so that it is not used as a catch-all to destroy conservative media. Now, we're going to have to fight this out in the Congress, in the courts, and in front of the administration, as well as in the streets in terms of peaceful demonstration to make our point. There are First Amendment issues here. There are monopoly and trust issues, antitrust issues. There are service contract issues. There are multiple legal issues. You cannot be the town square, as Twitter claims, if you bar people's access to the town square. We're going to have to collect plaintiffs for an enormous class action lawsuit, but that could take years to wend its way through the courts. And candidly, the effort to strangle us is going on right now. President Donald Trump needs to direct his Assistant Attorney General for antitrust matters to immediately investigate the abuses of Google and to crack down on these monopolistic practices. We want to see what keywords they're using to censor conservatives. Is the word conservative, the word InfoWars, the word firearms, do they trigger censorship? I bet they do. We have to demonstrate in the courts their manipulation of the system. But before we do that, we need to put maximum pressure on the Congress, the Republicans, and on the administration, where candidly, the president's son-in-law and daughter, great people, are out dining with Google executives at the exact same time that Google is seeking to strangle the Trump reform movement. I'm Roger Stone. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Take a second to go to the InfoWars store, folks. We need your support.
A special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
All right, some talking heads there to bring us into the final segment. You're at the tip of the spear. This is Freedom Command Central. It's the Alex Jones Show. It never ceases to amaze me the way the mainstream media, at the behest of their Democratic handmaidens, seek to reinflate the phony Russian collusion narrative that has now been so thoroughly debunked and debased. This week, I received what in essence was a Schiff sandwich when Jennifer Rubin gave me a Rubin in a column in the Washington Post that actually claimed that when the Democratic counter-Russian collusion memo said that the Russians had lagged email and documents to Trump associates for review, that that meant Roger Stone. No, it did not. There is no evidence to that effect. That is a falsehood, a canard, a fairy tale, a partisan lie. Yet Jennifer Rubin, who is theoretically a legitimate mainstream media reporter for the Washington Compost, says it as if it were a fact. This is Kafkaesque. It's a classic example of fake news. Yesterday, I started to get a slew of calls from reporters who wanted to confirm that I had flown to London in 2016 to meet with Julian Assange. Categorically, absolutely, totally false. I have never met or spoken to Assange. And in fact, my passport, which we showed earlier on the Alex Jones show, demonstrates that I did not leave the country. My secret messages were not secret at all. They were completely and totally disclosed to the House Intelligence Committee. There is my passport. On the left, you see a trip in 2010. On the right, you see the trip that I took to Bucharest to speak in 2017. There is nothing in between, proof that I did not meet with Assange. Where do they come up with these hokey rumors? It is entirely bogus, but it's part and parcel of the kind of fake news that Alex Jones has been subjected to. Oh, he said nobody was shot at Parkland. He never said anything of the kind. This is being used solely, pardon me, as an excuse to strangle our First Amendment rights. First, it is InfoWars, but ultimately they will all go down. The president must understand that he has little prospect for legislative success, little prospect to continue to hold control of Congress, a little prospect of re-election unless he has a free, vibrant, alternative media that thrives in an open internet. This is why I spoke at the Free Our Internet rally at CPAC just the other day, calling out Google, Facebook, Yahoo, Twitter, the internet giants. They are running an absolute war of attrition. They do not want to hear the truth about what we have to say. They do not respect our First Amendment constitutional rights, and they are challenging us like never before. Alex Jones has said this for the last several days. They want to move to a weird society in which everything is operated by bots, in which you are not communicating with anyone other than your small circle of friends, and they charge you to do that. It's the end of the reform movement. This IR program is dangerous, but this is where we are headed, which is why, again, I tell you that to help us in the coming fight, go to the InfoWars.com store. Now, we get punked and we get criticized for constantly promoting our products. But let me explain this. We are completely listener and viewer funded here at InfoWars. We have no big billionaire corporate sponsors standing in the wings writing subsidy checks for our investigative journalism, which is why we need you to go to the store now and look at some of these incredible specials. Whey protein, as palatable in vanilla as it is chocolate. This is the one whey protein I've found at 50% off. Doesn't taste like gasoline, tastes pretty good. Great for promoting lean muscle mass. I like to stack it with Caveman. Caveman goes back to all the biological basics, a true building block. I have a couple other favorites that I want to point out. Brain Force Plus. This is a great product, folks, that gives you mental clarity and mental energy. Pollen Block, perfect for this time of year when you have itchy eyes, running nose, the change of season. Great price on that. Also, I like Immune Wall. This is an incredible product, helped me get over the flu, because I learned that InfoWars fuses the absolute best. There's Pollen Block, great product. But what you see at InfoWars is the fusing of ancient Chinese herbology and products that have been proven for centuries to be effective, fused with cutting-edge nutraceuticals. We don't use fillers. We're not selling you junk. If you look at the site, you'll see that the InfoWars products are in most cases thoroughly reviewed, in some cases by literally thousands of satisfied customers, and they're all scored. I like the auto ship function because that way you are never caught short. A stock is set aside for our auto ship clients, so we never run out, and you can be assured of an uninterrupted supply of your favorite products. I couldn't get through 2 hours a day on InfoWars without Brain Force Plus, a terrific product that both Owen Schroyer and I swear by. So help us gird for the coming fight over internet freedom. Help us prepare for the demonstrations, the lawsuits, the lobbying of Congress that it will take to keep InfoWars alive. This is our mission and our challenge. If they take down InfoWars, who's next? Is it Breitbart? Is it the Daily Caller? The Gateway Pundit? So many other great alternative publications. Is it Matt Drudge himself, who has broken some of the biggest stories regarding the attempts to destabilize and delegitimize Donald Trump? We are all at danger. This is the struggle that faces us. This is why I urge you again to contact Congressman Ryan Costello. He's the ranking Republican on the House Telecommunications Subcommittee. He is the man who can put forward amendments to the Communications Decency Act that's being used right now, even as we speak, to strangle InfoWars. You can reach him at 202-225-4315. This is the key individual. Now, Jason Fick, the internet entrepreneur who was with us yesterday on the War Room, had a meeting with Congressman Costello that was abruptly canceled. This is disconcerting. We cannot wait for a long, drawn-out court battle. We have to move now, and the administration and the Republicans in Congress must recognize that their fortunes are tied entirely to ours. Coming up shortly on the War Room with Owen Schroyer, we're going to break down even further the war of censorship, the efforts to take down the entire Trump movement. And I want to express my own personal outrage at this attack on Alex Jones. Alex Jones is not a racist. He is not an anti-Semite. And he most definitely did not grab anybody's butt. This is checkbook journalism where they pay people to lie. They pay people to bear false witness. They know Alex Jones is one of the most effective voices against the globalists. They know Alex Jones is leading the fight in the information war, which is why he is being smeared. Go to the InfoWars store now. We'll see you on the other side in the War Room with Owen Schroyer, and we'll keep this conversation going. God bless you. God bless America. And thanks for coming to the Alex Jones Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle.